Today is the feast of Saint Stephen and also the second day of Christmas. And as we heard on Christmas night, when our Lord was born for us, he was born for us as a redeemer. It is his coming which has give all of us hope and expectation that the horrible sin of Adam and Eve and also the sin of all mankind, they will be forgiven by this child and by the sacrifice of this child. And as the gospel beautifully tells us, it is from all the generations of the just who give appraisal and thanks to God Almighty, all the way from holy confessor Abel until the martyrs of our Lord's time and of our time as well. Saint Stephen, who had the honor of being the first one who shed his blood for the Holy Catholic faith after the resurrection of our Lord, he is specially celebrated on Christmas week as the very first martyr. And his life bore much resemblance to the life of our beautiful Savior, because he too gave life for his enemies. He gave his life so that the sinners who committed horrible crimes would be converted and come back to the true life of to life and flock of our Lord Jesus Christ. He also prayed for his enemies. When the evil people were stoning Saint Stephen, he lifted up his voice to heaven, crying to his heavenly Father that he would not count this sin upon them. Also, Saint Stephen, in his life and service for the poor and for the church, had shown exemplary zeal for his fellow men. As a deacon, he had done so much to help the poor. As the preacher, he had done everything he could in telling people about Christ and about his redemptive blood. The first week of Christmas contains not only Saint Stephen's feast, but also the feast of Holy Innocence. From the very inception and founding of the Church of Christ, she gave to the world glorious and beautiful martyrs. And truly, he who has Christ as his Redeemer, he who has Christ as his Savior, never has anything to be afraid from the world. The world can unleash even the most hideous, even the most fiercest attacks upon the servants of Christ. The servant of Christ takes all this persecution as a sign of love. If God Almighty chooses to discipline his saints in this earth, it only shows his great mercy and clemency in this life. If one is tortured, if one is persecuted on this earth, in that and especially if he sheds his blood for Christ, he is shown and pointed to be the true disciple of Christ. It is impossible to go through one's life without suffering at least a little bit of persecution from the world for Christ's sakes. If one should live throughout his whole life without ever giving offense to anyone, if without any ever given reason, without ever giving a reason to upset about religious matters, if anyone would collect only thanks and appraisal from the world, that would be a bad sign, and so most likely one's life would not be according to the strict standards of Christ. Anyone who is follower of Christ, a true follower, that is, always suffers a little persecution from the world. But even if the persecution should be the most fiercest kind, namely the threat to one's own blood, the faith and trusting love and mercy of God Almighty, it always gives one the strength to suffer persecution, and it also gives one charity to do what Christ did, to do what Saint Stephen did, namely to pray one's enemies, so that as our sins are most definitely forgiven through the precious blood of Jesus Christ, also our persecutors and opponents, so that they would come back to Christ's flock and to his mercy. They also will benefit greatly for our prayers, and in this way we most beautifully shown that we are also followers of Christ, true hearers of his gospels, and the ones who forgive our enemies and pray for them. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.